Hi, it's Max. I didn't expect to be back so soon, but here we are. All of you out there have raised over $3,000 for the third season of True Tales of the Illuminati, bringing us to a full third of our crowdfunding goal. First of all, thank you all so much. It's been way more support and generosity than we ever expected, and it's been so amazing to see everybody out there supporting us and talking about the show and helping us get to this goal. Because we've already hit $3,000, we've unlocked our second minisode of the crowdfund that I'm going to share with you in just a minute. We have two more minisodes after this that'll unlock at $6,000 and $9,000 respectively. That'll be Basket Case, where Beck and Co. go up against the Druids, and the Quiblerman Conundrum, where a curious scientist might just spell doom for our favorite team. That one's written by and guest stars Tom Crowley of Wooden Overcoats, Victoriosity, and more. He's one of our favorite writers and performers. We're so excited to get to share that with you. So if you want to help us get there, and if you want to help us fund Season 3, you can head to truetalesteam.com/crowdfund and throw us a few dollars. Every little bit helps, and it all goes towards making more independent, weird audio comedy that we hope you love listening to as much as we love making it. Because we do. We love making this show. It's a labor of love for us, and we want to keep making it as much as we can and as long as we can. If you don't have the money to spare right now, that's okay. We would really appreciate it if you don't. If you want to head to Tumblr or Twitter or Blue Sky or wherever you have a social media account, we have posts up on those first three at True Tales Team that you can reblog or retweet to signal boost us and help us reach a little further. Or you could tell a friend. Anything that gets the word out really does help us so much. Anyway, all of that out of the way, now it's time for the minisode. Join Beck, Jackie, and Ishmael as they uncover a terrifying artifact in Nixon's secret archive in Bounce Back.
True Tales of the Illuminati, Bounce Back. Written by Max Kreisky, Catherine Cargill, and Eric Tragesser. America, 1974, Washington, D.C. Beck and her team have been dispatched to delete evidence in the private tapes of Richard Milhouse Nixon before they are handed to a federal court. All briefings on Operation Rotating Condo must be redacted.
How much of these do we need to listen to?
They're endless.
Anything where he mentions the vast conspiracy against him.
What, are you kidding? That's like all of this.
Oh, no, only the stuff with the timeshares.
All of the stuff with the timeshares, or just when he's been drinking?
All of it.
Yeah, give me that last tape back then. I missed a spot. Okay, shush for a second. I'm going to record silence over it.
Okay. Now?
Yes, now. I was doing it.
Sorry.
Going again.
So, how long should I...
Oh, come on!
No, sorry, I knew I was definitely going to do that.
Let me find my place again.
I just wish there wasn't so much menu talk on these tapes.
Yeah, we get it. Nixon, you don't like flavor.
Right? It's just boiled hot dogs for every meal. And complaints about how the hot dogs were boiled wrong.
More boiling. I hate a raw dog. You need to be boiling them much, much harder.
Who is that?
Nixon.
No, Nixon is more like, people ruin the flavor with grilling. It tastes like a fireplace that someone's hog's been rolling around in.
I don't want any relish like some log hair.
Dijon mustard? What am I, a communist? If there's going to be anything on it, it's ketchup. Ketchup, damn it! That's a good American sauce. None of that sauerkraut bullshit either. We didn't nuke the Germans so we could eat kraut.
Oh, here's a fresh one. These buns aren't dry enough either. You should be leaving them out for at least 2 days.
And no one needs a hot dog boiled over an hour. They'd just be rubber.
I think he likes to chew them? Like a dog with a bone?
I feel like the obvious analogy is jerky. Why doesn't he just eat jerky that already exists?
Or hand him a stick of salami. I think that's what he actually wants.
It is. He loves
spicy pepperoni salad.
He loves what?
It's a thing.
Is it?
He says so. It's on, like, hour 49 or 56, I think. He really gets going on the phone with his assassinations guy. It's crazy.
About pepperoni.
It's kind of a whole spiel about the perfect picnic. Let me tell you, it is not perfect. It is something out of a housewife's quaalude-induced fever dream about
Jell-O casseroles.
Damn, the pencil weird Jell-O propaganda project in Better Housekeeping really worked, huh?
Yeah, he won that bet with my mom about getting Americans to eat powdered horse.
Wait, that's why we did that? I thought it was so that people without teeth would have a more varied diet.
Nope. Cruel bet. Same thing as getting the slinky to catch on.
Dang it, I knew those things were too good to be true. Fun for a boy or a girl my ass.
Well, at least it's not as bad as the world's most dangerous and irresistible toy.
What was that again?
Oh, well, of course it was... Fuck, I can't remember.
It sounds familiar. It's on the tip of my tongue.
I'm gonna use the energy drop to record more silence.
Okay.
Please don't talk.
Right.
Starting now.
Jackie, you'll never guess what I just found.
Is it?
Guess!
Trampoline. That was it.
Oh my God, how did you do that?
Was it out in the alley? Because that's Nixon's trampoline. That is not for you.
We have Nixon's trampoline?
Yeah. God, I can't believe I forgot the word trampoline when it was right in the alley. I must have a blind spot for trampolines.
If you had a blind spot for them, you wouldn't know it was there to begin with.
That's true. And aphasia?
Then you wouldn't be able to understand trampolines.
How would that work?
You'd just climb on and start freaking out.
That's not how aphasia works at all. An aphasia is when...
No. I know how an aphasia works. I want to see where he's going with this.
Just totally unable to function on that trampoline. Screaming and crying until you slide completely into a liminal state of raw terror.
What if I stayed off the trampoline?
You'd be drawn to it, like a moth to a flame. Total aphasia.
It is taking everything in my power not to correct him.
I'm honestly really impressed.
We do need to change the topic before I have a stroke, though. Why do we have Nixon's trampoline?
Came with the tapes. It's where he came up with the anti-ballistics missile treaty. They say he did all of his best thinking up there. His jowls would just flap and flap. He's too embarrassed by it to let it end up in the presidential archives.
More embarrassing than the tapes.
The tapes were subpoenaed. No one's gonna subpoena a trampoline. They'd feel too stupid.
All his best thinking. I'm gonna go get it.
Wait, no, don't do that! Wasn't he supposed to be planting evidence?
Evidence of what? The lack of presidential support for timeshares?
Well, there's something productive he could have been doing.
Like what?
Look! Look!
You didn't need to actually bring it inside?
Yes, I did. Now we can all jump on it and think great thoughts men have only dared to dream. Like how much ice cream is too much? Or is it okay to cheat at pool if you're really sorry afterwards? Or what sets man apart from beast, and why is it thumbs?
Those aren't... Anyway, we could all jump on it where it was before. Maybe we just didn't want to.
I've had more than enough trampolines after Area 51.
How many trampolines are at Area 51?
It's all trampolines.
Why?
Hard to explain if you can't see it. Too many, though, seriously.
Can you draw it?
Actually, yes. Hold on.
Oh, that's too many. Where do you eat?
Trampolines. Honestly, that was worse than the horse meat.
Look at me! I'm jumping on the same trampoline as Richard Milhouse Nixon! I'm gonna open trade with China! Whee!
Ishmael, we need that trampoline. You'll break it. You're too big.
I've got a crook.
My mom would love this. She always thought it was so cute when Ishmael would play on historical artifacts. It's how the Liberty Bell got all donked up.
I know how the Liberty Bell got donked up, Jackie. We all went to the briefing.
I was like 12. Don't be weird about this. All I remember is that there was cake.
Your mom showed off baby pictures at the end. I'm honestly shocked you forgot.
I didn't forget. I repressed it.
Oh my God!
Ah, what is it? What's wrong?
Orangutans have thumbs. We aren't unique. The trampoline is working.
Hold on, I gotta get this on tape for my mom.
You hate your mom. Just like you kept saying at the Liberty Bell briefing.
Yeah, but this way, next time I see her, I don't have to talk about my life. Just play the tapes in silence. Perfect visit.
Yeah, okay, I can see that.
Hold on, let me start up the tape.
Are you recording over the Nixon tape? You can't do that.
Oh, right, should be getting a copy anyway. Hold on.
Professors are the enemy. Write that on a blackboard 100 times.
Whoa! Where did that come from?
I heard him say it at a party.
Why were you there?
I was stealing balloons.
Did you steal my birthday balloons from Nixon?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
I knew you'd like that.
You guys are sweet.
Well, should we relocate? We're not going to get anything done here. Not with that. I can just leave the one tape to record him in here and come back.
No one can leave. You need to hear my trampoline ideas.
It took hours to set all this up. And there are so many boxes of tape.
Maybe we can use this somehow.
I can help from here. From the trampoline.
How?
Just throw the tape up to me.
I will not do that. Get off the trampoline and help us.
Well, that's it. You just made my enemies list.
Let's just get back to recording.
Okay, well, how do you suggest we work around the trampoline? It's so loud.
We could strategically pause while he's in midair.
The gaps between the bounces can't be more than a second. You'd have to have amazing reflexes to make that work.
I'm gonna try it. Okay, go, stop, go, stop, go.
At this rate, I couldn't interrupt you if I tried.
Beck, you talked while I was recording. How?
Way to mess it up, Beck.
I thought I talked when you weren't recording.
Okay, maybe this is too complicated.
I'll try it again. Failure's not an option for tricky-ish.
Ishmael, what's with all the attitude?
Trampoline madness.
Not everything is a kind of madness.
Just being human is a kind of madness.
See? See?
Fine. Best guess, trampoline madness.
I could record around my jumps. I can do anything on this trampoline.
Oh, no, you probably couldn't.
What? Yeah. Yeah, then come down here and try.
Okay, Wait. No, I see what you're doing. You just made my second enemies list.
Oh my God, this is killing me.
It's not a crime if a man on a trampoline does it.
That's it. Jackie, help me get this trampoline out from under him.
How? He's on it.
Just kick it out from under him.
What? No.
Then stop jumping.
But never.
All right, let's do this. Jackie, would you do the honors?
I don't know. What if it hurts?
Hey, watch it.
Nothing can or ever has hurt you.
I had a dream where I died once. You all went to my funeral and complained.
And yet you're jumping on a trampoline, healthy as a horse. Healthier, really. A horse would have died by terror by now.
Or of joy.
We're wasting time. Kick more.
Ha! Ha! Hi-ya! No! Well, you can't stop me. I can move along with...
Ow. That really hurt. Wow, that is a lot of broken equipment. I think the reel-to-reel is still... Okay, that one's on...
And he's out cold. That last crate of tapes got him.
Oh, that's a lot of blood.
Well, we can't see the inside of his head, so there's that.
Where am I? Why are all my ketchup packets bursted?
Oh, that's what the red stuff is.
I remember something about a trampoline.
No, you don't.
Isn't that one over there?
Nope. That's,
a space simulator. A broken space simulator. It doesn't even simulate space anymore. It simulates,
spicy pepperoni salad.
What?
You didn't have anything better, I could tell.
Can I play on it?
No.
I guess with the equipment totally bonked up, we won't be clearing off all the rest of the tapes then, huh?
We got most of it. How incriminating could stuff on there be? We only care about the timeshares anyway.
I've got the weirdest craving for hot dogs.
Come on, buddy. Let's get you a nice all-American dog.
Okay, but no sauerkraut.
Bounce Back was written by Max Kreisky, Catherine Cargill, and Eric Tragesser. In this episode, Chloe Zweiker was Beck, Julie Snyder was Jackie, Noel Nazi was Ishmael, and Dennis Bruto was the Memo. Logo designed by Tom Crowley, theme by Artie Parrott. It was directed and produced by Max Kreisky, with sound design by Headley Knights and Beth Crane. If you want to help us make Season 3, please back us on Indiegogo. Just search True Tales of the Illuminati. You can also follow us on Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more updates at True Tales Team. Illuminati Alominoto.